Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec V Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday final edition of 2019 of Q&A. We're going to make this whole show today all about good news. I'm going to start out with some good news that was published just last Sunday in American Profile. That is the Sunday supplement magazine that comes with the Arizona Republic newspaper. Such good news stories as inmates in New Hampshire's Merrimack County Jail are training puppies to become service animals for veterans and first responders and turning their own lives around in the process. They call it the Hero Pups program. It graduated its first round of canines in September. Also, an unassuming Ames, Iowa carpenter who had never had the opportunity to earn a college degree willed his $3 million life savings to pay college tuition for 33 students since he died in 2005. This year, the last of those students finished her degree completely debt-free. Also, a third grader at a Napa, California elementary school used $74.50 of his savings to pay off his classmates' cafeteria debt so they'd be served lunch. Also, when the owner of a San Antonio auto restoration shop caught wind that one of his longtime employees, a 69-year-old Vietnam veteran, was waiting to retire until after his mortgage was paid off, he presented the employee with a check for $5,000, exactly what paid off that mortgage. What a great way to start the final show of 2019. And keeping with the good news of the show's theme today, we have Brad Newman, who operates Yavapai, Exceptional Industries, now in your 45th year, right, Brad?
Tomorrow starts our 46th year.
Isn't that amazing? You know, you've been on the show a few times before. It's always such fun to talk to you because you must be the happiest employed man in the Quad Cities. You really love all the jobs you do, don't you?
I sure do. I've said it many times. I'm very blessed in many ways, and one of them is I have the best three jobs. I have the best day job in the world, I have the best night job in the world, and I got the best weekend job in the world. And according to this, I see we're going to be talking about all of them.
Yes, we are.
It's true. Like my brother says, though, for example, we still take the gang, the YEI gang, to Minga Springs Camp, which was Camp Easter Seals, where I kind of started my world with people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And there I am in the Apache cabin with the boys at summer camp this summer, and my brother says, "You know, you got the flattest career path of anybody I've ever known. You've been doing the same thing." And I go, "Well, I'm not in a rut. I'm in a groove."
There you go.
That's what I think.
If you like what you do, why change?
You know, and I'm not done.
I'm not done.
That's for me. And I like very much what I do with whom I do it.
And that's key to it, because take us back to when you first got involved with Yavapai Exceptional Industries. What drew you to it?
Gee whiz, you're very insightful here, I have to confess to you, Senator, based on this grilling you're giving
yes.
me. I had been involved with people with disabilities since I was in high school through Easter Seals, and mm-hmm. primarily the summer camp, which was a ranch on top of Mingus Mountain. So I went from herding cattle to herding kids. And it was a real, they just charm the living heck out of you. Mm-hmm. So there I go with several others from Easter Seal days and to the University of Arizona, which had started this degree program in disabilities and mm-hmm. rehabilitation. And so there I am. In fact, I was pursuing a master's degree, having finished my undergrad in Southwest Studies and rehab and all this stuff. Well, anyway, I'm walking down the hall, and on the bulletin board is a handwritten announcement, says Executive Director, Rehabilitation Center, Prescott, Arizona. That little notice is hanging in my office today because I took it off the bulletin board because I didn't want to see anybody else to see it. I said, "Look at that. That's my life. I'm 22 years old, and I know exactly where my life is leading me." And applied for the job, wrote a letter, of course, on Easter Seal stationery. I got an interview. Now, key at the time, Dr. Henry Dahlberg, everybody's favorite Prescott High School teacher, was also, his family developed the Minga Springs Camp Ranch Easter Seal. He put in quite a word for me, And his father, who was the Tucson man of the century at the Millennium, wonderful gentleman, Henry Dahlberg Sr., he put in quite the word for this 22-year-old reformed hippie cowboy.
Sure.
Yeah, he's a little young, but he's enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Now, years later, many years later, one of the founders of YEI, and I'm not, I'm just an employee, and it was well underway. Well, one of the original founding board members, who in fact interviewed me for the job, first told me I was the third guy they offered it to, and there was no money involved, and so not enough, and nobody took it. I think he was kidding. And then he said, we offered you the job because you're the only guy we interviewed that didn't have a beard.
Oh,
and then he said, we found out later you were too young to grow one.
Oh.
So that was how that started. And I will tell you, too, and your listeners, and my 22-year-old brashness, I went to the first board of directors meeting with my little tie. And I said, I will do this for 2 years. I will have your goals met in two. I'm going to consider this like a Peace Corps assignment. Now, back to Dr. Dahlberg. He was a Peace Corps, and so was Mrs. Dahlberg. They met in the Peace Corps, and Peace Corps is a two-year gig, right? I said, this will be done in 2 years. I'll have your goals met in 2 years. And I, as of next week, I'm on, 42 years of overtime.
Isn't that something?
Still getting paid like I'm in the Peace Corps.
Yeah, but that's all right.
That's all right, too. Yeah.
You know what? You know, my hero was always Johnny Carson. And he would always go back to his high school in Norfolk, Nebraska, and give the commencement speech. And he'd say, always try and find your vocation and something you love doing. Because if you can do that, you'll never have to work a day in your life.
No, it's really true. And that's one of the many blessings I have. It's really true. We're always evolving. We're moving. I remind the new kids at YEI, you know, we're celebrating in 2020. We have about 8 people that have been with us 20 years or longer.
No
staff.
Kidding.
Staff members.
Yeah.
Unheard of in this line of work.
Yeah.
But I tell the new guys, you know, the first 25 years is kind of a grind. But after that, it's a downhill slide, man.
Oh, sure.
And that's really true. And you got to love what you do and do what you love. And we get to, one of the guys at work a long time ago said, you know, this is a pretty good deal. We got to do God's work in God's favorite place and with God's favorite people. And, you know, Newman's the boss. It's not so bad. It's not so bad.
I'm telling you.
No, lucky guy. Blessed guy.
And you have 3 locations, correct?
Correct.
And you're somehow debt-free.
Well, that's somehow much thanks to your listeners and people from throughout the Central Highlands. And I think KQ&A, and I'm really big fan of you and DJ and Sanford and the station.
Thank you.
But I think you're the last outfit that still says Quad Cities. We don't like to say Quad Cities. We like to say Central Highlands.
Okay.
Cities and towns of the Central Highlands. Quad City sounds like a suburb of Minneapolis. It sounds like a nice place, but sure. It's not our place. Anyway, because all these wonderful listeners contribute year-round, and particularly, and many of the sponsors that keep you guys cooking are in the trades and the construction. And I could name a few, but I'll skip a few, and then everybody's upset. But the answer is... men and women of the trades especially have been generous with YEI. I got to mention Fan Contracting and Fan Environmental. And I think a journeyman electrician or plumber or a feller out there hanging sheetrock or working a tractor for Fan Contracting, they look over at the YEI men and women and they say, you know, those guys are just trying to work. They're the same as me.
Sure.
They bring their lunch bucket to school, to work. They got a locker. They got an apron. They're so proud of their work. They take their check home. They pay their tax. And so I'm going to pitch in. And it's made the buildings. We get them. I've been around long enough, and some of your listeners may remember the ebbs and flows. So not taking advantage of anything or anybody, but in the recessions, you know, we've been able to get in to some beautiful buildings, except the homes we built from scratch, but the production facilities were out of the ground, but had encountered stress. And in the financial dips of the 70s and the 80s and the 2000s. And we're able to be there, and because of generous and far visioned owners and financiers, they make it available to us. Not a single person couldn't have waited out you know, the little dip and made their, oh, wow, their big capital on their buildings, but they made them available to us. And it's been terrific. So, yes, no mortgages, no bank loan, no truck payment. You know, it didn't happen overnight, but no, sure. Like many families and many businesses, and how many families, you know, they have the mortgage burning, right? Right about the 30th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
And good for them. And those are families that were committed and had the goals, and so did we. And so somebody donates $100 to YEI, it goes to YEI. It doesn't go to the interest, it doesn't go to a bank, doesn't go to a service company. It's pretty cool.
You mentioned buildings. I understand you have acquired some land, and tell us about the family homes you're planning.
Well, we are, and we're very excited because it's Prescott Valley, based on the same model we've had in Prescott for some time now, and they are family homes. They're not group homes. Mm-hmm. Group home, bad. Family home, good. And the YEI model is very, very unique, and it's a family home. And I'm going to flash you back to those kids at Easter Seal Camp on Mingus Mountain in the late 60s when I was just the dopey hippie cowboy and said, I thought you guys would be just bitter and chip on your shoulder, and I want to ride my bike like the rest of the kids, and look what nature did to me. And no, they're all jolly, and they are just who they are. But what they said to me over and over, I may not ride my bike like the rest of the kids, but I want my own job and my own place. And so I'm a staff member of an organization that's after that as well. So we can't house everybody, and not everybody needs it. But sure. Our homes that have been operating in Prescott that we're going to replicate in Prescott Valley, it is 6 residents and a family. And the homes are so cleverly designed.
Thank you very much.
That it's a home within the home. Staff get their own little home, mm-hmm. inside the home, and 6 residents. I'm one of 8 kids, so that's a group home to me.
Yeah.
Believe me. And so 6 can live cheaper than 2.
Sure.
And these are folks that all participate at YEI. I have to say they, you know, self-caring, and they're safe and all mm-hmm. that stuff. And it's been great. We keep it family friendly. So because Prescott Charities is a 501c3 that was established to own and develop the real estate, the property. Very cleverly, the great late Russ Rusing cleverly created Prescott Charities with his intention of when Brad really goofs up bad, the bank can't take the building.
Okay.
Because it ain't his building. And of course,
smart.
Nothing's mine. Yeah, very, very wise. So Prescott Charities makes these facilities available to us, and with, of course, donations. And that's how we acquired some land in Prescott Valley. They're not giving that away anymore. There was a day.
There was a day.
And our first site in Prescott Valley, now almost 30 years ago, was on donated land. But they don't do that anymore.
Well,
it's kind of a hot property these days.
I remember the famous words of, I believe, Mark Twain, who said, given a choice, buy land, because they don't make it anymore. So, still true.
No.
We're talking with Brad Newman from Yavapai Exceptional Industries. A lot more coming up with Brad. We're just getting started. After this break on today's Q&A, on the talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live at KQNA.com.
On the talk of the Central Highlands.
There you go.
Load up the RV and hit the open road to the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. a kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations, advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs, and lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas, since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service, where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community, the hero, and the New Year 2020 edition is now available. Read the interview with Frank Shankwitz, the first president and co-founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation. Also, see special sections on wealth management, beauty and style, and more. Like him on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit PrescottLivingMag.com to see the issue online today. It's about local, Prescott Living Magazine and Prescott Now.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 217 with the multi-hyphenate Renaissance man, Mr. Brad Newman. That sound pretty fair?
Oh, man. You know, the best thing about being up here on the 17th floor of the KQ&A tower is how you get that brass quintet in the hallway to play your intro music.
Isn't that something?
And they're all in their tux. And is that because it's New Year's?
Well, we couldn't find Tommy Dorsey to lead them. So we just try and get by.
It'd be a hard look. You're looking for Tommy.
Hey, take me back to your early musical days, because you play so many clubs around town. You've been doing this for a long time. I know you have a big following. Tell us about your early days. When you were a kid, and I always ask musicians this question, when you were a kid, what kind of music did you hear in the home growing up?
Well, in our home, we had, my dad would call it the Vic. The Vic.
And the RCA Victrola.
The RCA Victrola. And that was just his funny way of talking to it. But the folks had, they had the best of Jim Reeves.
Oh, sure.
They had the best of Eddie Arnold. They had a best of Maria Callas.
Oh, sure.
And they had the soundtrack to South Pacific. And that was about it.
No kidding.
Until that day in Sunday in February. When the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan.
1964.
And that
February
took care
9th.
Of that. Look at you. Good for you. That's exactly right. And somehow the vibe was known, you got to watch Ed Sullivan. I don't think anybody had ever seen Ed Sullivan, you know, the Sunday night show with the funny talking guy.
Sure.
And we all gathered around the flickering black and white and saw the Beatles on Sunday night. And I had a guitar that Thursday.
No kidding.
And I was in a band on Saturday.
Wow.
And it was a little controversial because they were big kids. They were like sophomores and juniors in high school. And mm-hmm. Now were they in high school, but they were in public school.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow.
But I got to be in the band because I knew the words.
Sure.
And I had a little bit of a stage presence. Mm-hmm. And they taught me just like they took Paul aside and they taught him the bass because they needed a bass. I show up with my guitar. They put a bass guitar in my hand. And I learned Honey Don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you do and you don't. Honey, don't. That was the first. Anyway, and I'm so nervous. I goofed that up here for you. But so that was it. I was in Beatles band, and 3-4 months into it, the big meeting at the dining room table with the parents, and okay, mm-hmm. We're going to let you do this. But you got to keep your chores up. You got to keep your grades mm-hmm. up. And I was working a lot of people's horses, and you got to keep all your horse stable stuff up. And my mom, in her regal way, said, "I'm going to let you do this because this is a fad. This is fad that will
It'll
be
blow over.
Over by summer." Exactly.
And you were a
right.
hippie singing cowboy. By
I
this
was
time.
By then. I'm a hippie singing cowboy, yeah. And that also got me. Not so much my gig at Easter Seal Camp, but shall we say my leadership position at Easter Seal Camp, because I'm leading the campfire.
Sure.
And at 16 years old, I go, you know, these kiddos, beautiful kiddos, They can't pronounce their name or recite their address, but they learn to sing "This Land Is Your Land."
Isn't that something?
And music, we know, you know, body, soul, music. Mm-hmm. And that was that. And the band was the Beatniks on the Wallace and Ladmo show. We kind of devolved into the Lemons. Had a little thing over here called Mostly Blues. And I'm just tagging along. I'm maybe a freshman in high school, and Alice Cooper and that crowd were seniors. And they were also in public school, so I can't say that we were running together. But some of these venues in Scottsdale, the Red Dog, the Lawn at Legend City, not the big theater, but we all were in these same gigs in these same venues. But I'm just a tag-along kid. But I got a gig early on, and that was great fun. And then John Cordalis said, "You got to listen to this." And he sits me down. In fact, my horse was tied up outside at his home. All of us had hitching posts at our houses.
Really?
Because that's what the deal is. You know, you're riding and, time for supper, time to get in. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I was at his house because he said, "You got to hear this." And he sits me down and he plays the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan.
Oh, my.
And that's when, that's when I unplugged and said, that's what I want to do. Just that first time you hear that raw passion. Of course, the Beatles were beautiful, and they played beautifully, and they harmonized beautifully, and Bob did none of that.
Right.
He didn't play all that well. He certainly didn't sing all that well. He wasn't a movie star of looks. He didn't move very much. But nevertheless, the passion of what he was doing, even on that album, came right through. And you start picking and grinning, and then high school, Brophy Prep in Phoenix, folk mass. Played a lot of folk mass.
No kidding.
And then you, you're presenting, you're learning material, but back to the summer camp. When you're at the campfire and you've got, 60 kids there and you're leading them in song. And my deal was, I'm not going to sing Kumbaya. We're not doing Kumbaya. We're not doing Michael Row the Boat Ashore. Okay. I would take, for example, Neil Young's Sugar Mountain became Mingus Mountain.
Oh, to live on Mingus Mountain with Mr. Wizard and his colored balloons.
And then Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits, So Far Away From Me, became I'm So Far Away From TV. No commercials to tell me who to be. I'm so far away from TV. Getting back to reality. And I get so tired of having to explain why you're so far away from TV. And no, you can't take a shower unless it starts to rain. And you're so far away from TV. And then, of course, the boss, Springsteen, was, born in the USA, became gone to Mingus Springs Ranch. I'm a gone to Mingus Springs Ranch. 2 weeks out of school and my life is a bummer. My old man wants me to go to work for the summer. Ma wants me in summer school, maybe learn French. I think I'll split for Mingus Springs Ranch. I'm gone to Mingus Springs Ranch. So you got to imagine 60 kids, all a little nervous that first night of camp. And they're at the campfire, and their arms are going up, gone. So this last spring, April, going up to do a campfire for Prescott Schools, Granite Mountain Middle School, that marked my 52nd year of singing around the campfire.
Isn't that something?
At Mingus Springs. And then when you're on river, now you're on an 8-day motorized trip, 14-day rowing trip, play guitar every night. These people will go nuts. I'm on a 1-day Glen Canyon trip. You work in a few tunes, and you find yourself developing the set list.
Yes.
I would have a lot of fun and make up a song about what happened that day, about who got splashed and who was late for the boat and what camp we were at, or, just fun kind of rhyming stuff. So, you stay with it.
Now, do you take river tours of the Glen Canyon or Grand Canyon?
Well, I've been in both. For a long time. And the Glen Canyon operation, unfortunately, the outfit that I helped start, at least I was on the initial crew, They came and got me. Great Prescott family, and went to Page and created this great operation. Top reviews and Park Service partners and big international corporation scooped up the contract.
Yes.
Made the national news. Family-operated business, local business, assumed by the big corporate bad guy. And we haven't come to an agreement. And they're not doing trips the way, frankly, I like to do them. But yes, I did day trips from Glen Canyon and Grand Canyon trips as well. Yes.
You know, your story about picking up the guitar the first time and idolizing the Beatles and going out doing folk songs, things like this. Did you ever see, talk about Bob Dylan, did you ever see the Coen Brothers movie Inside Llewyn Davis?
I did not. I've heard it's great.
Oh,
and I've heard it.
I
think the reason I haven't is they go, this is you. This is what you could have been. This is what you might have been.
But you know what it is, and because I know you talk to musicians and you've played with a lot of them. Every musician can tell you about somebody who had all the talent in the world but got in his own way too much. And that's what Oscar Isaac, great actor, portrays in this role. It's set in 1960-62 Greenwich Village, and the ending of it, I'm not going to give anything away except no matter how you feel about the rest of the movie, the ending will make you go, oh, my gosh. Yeah,
okay.
Terrific.
All right,
film.
I got to put that on the rail.
And one little
list.
Thing about the Ed Sullivan Beatles thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ed always had five or six acts because in those days you had one television for the whole house.
You bet.
So you had to book somebody for the kids, for mom and dad, for grandma and grandpa.
It was kind of vaudeville. It was. Yeah.
Well, earlier in that show that where the Beatles made their first appearance, he had the traveling troupe from Oliver on the show.
You're right, sir.
And who was in the wings watching?
The kid from the Monkees.
Davy Jones.
He played the Artful Dodger.
Isn't that something?
I have played Oliver in three different productions.
What a small world.
Oh, yeah. And that's very – and I think Frank Gorshin was on – if not
– I remember him, sure.
Or the other – it was one of the impersonators. If it wasn't Frank – who, of course, was...
You know what? You say... I'm thinking John Byner, perhaps?
I'm thinking...
Because Gorshin, John
Byner... Rich Little.
And Rich Little. Those were the three big impressionists.
Yeah. And you're right. I think the same show, they had the ring toss guys and the balance the plates on there. He's really big. We have Topo Gigio.
I was just going to say, Topo. By the way, the creator for Topo just died a few weeks ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, she made one of those year-end, you know... people we lost.
Oh gosh.
Wow. Oh, what a great story.
That's good stuff.
Well, we're going to take a little break here and come back with more from Brad Newman from Yavapai Exceptional Industries coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities.
Central Highlands. Talk of the Central Highlands.
Well, I'm required to say it, though.
Oh, I got to have a long talk with Sanford in
that's
the new
right.
year.
That's right. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9, 95.5 FM and KQ&A.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop.
Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
We are your top quality CBD and 100% ultra clear emu oil source right here at the Prescott Gateway Mall next to the food court.
We're the husband and wife team here at Addicted to Deals. Let's face it, CBD is everywhere, but ours is third party lab tested, top quality, and will fit your budget. At Addicted to Deals, we have hundreds of other items like makeup, metal signs, amethyst, and so much more at bargain prices.
Addicted to Deals, your trusted CBD source.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 231, 232 as of right now. We are speaking with Brad Newman from Yavapai Exceptional Industries, who is also a very popular performer at clubs around town and also a river guide, a tour guide through the Glen Canyon and Grand Canyon rivers, correct?
Yeah.
We are also talking about some amazing stories about music, and one of them has to do with your son and a talent show. Tell us about that.
Well, this is great. When I was in eighth grade, I played in the talent show at Kiva Elementary, and I played my Estman White K bass guitar in a three-piece band, and we played Twist and Shout.
Oh, wow.
And we won the talent show. And then Ethan and Stefan and Brian played Twist and Shout at their talent show at Prescott Mile High Junior High then, and won the talent show on the same guitar. And Stefan, I had breakfast with yesterday on his way home from Christmas break. He's back in New York with his second master's degree in jazz performance and playing in, he's kind of into the Cuban beat, you know, band thing. He's a trumpet player of great renown. And Brian scores television and is very, very successful soundtrack composer in L.A., and Ethan is the most sought-after bass player in Arizona.
Wow.
And so that was kind of funny. Two talent shows, you know, 35 years apart with same guitar, same song.
And that didn't fall far from the tree, did it?
Well, the difference is, DJ, he's quite talented, and the tenacity of that young man to study his craft, study his music, you know, that 10,000 hours, the Outliers.
Yeah.
And I brought that up to him once, and he looks at me like I got two heads. And he goes, I think I hit that when I was about 19.
You know? Wasn't it the Malcolm Gladwell book?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah,
because I remember hearing him say that the very best in their profession, 10,000 hours of profession.
Think about it. Yeah. Think about it.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I remember when the great golfer Gary Player was on tour, and one of the fans in the gallery said, I would give anything to hit a golf ball like you. And Gary Player said, sir, I have.
Oh, wow. How about Stevie Ray? They asked Stevie Ray Vaughan, or somebody said to him.
I hope Nick is hearing this.
Yeah, okay. They asked Stevie Ray Vaughan, or they were in a jam session. I can even forget who said it. He goes, Stevie, you know, my hand is kind of small, man, and I can't make those chords like you. What do you recommend? And he goes, practice.
It's like the old joke about asking the cab driver, how'd I get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, son, practice. And it's
still
true.
I use the line from the Bob Newhart show. When they say, how do you keep your job at YEI? How did you get your job at YEI? No. You have to go to the U of A like I did. You know, and they ask Howard the pilot, how did you become a co-pilot? No. You have to go to school like I did. So we're just lucky guys. And this kid of mine, too, he reads music. And he's studio work, you know, you got to be so sharp.
Oh, yeah.
The money is so huge.
Well, plus, you know, where he's doing it, there's a lot of competition.
Oh, man. And yet it's a great market. Mm-hmm. Put our toe into Nashville, put our toe into Austin, LA, San Francisco. You know what? You can go out there and make $40 a night all you want and carry hot all day and wait tables. And God bless them. God bless them. That's dignified work.
Mm-hmm.
Tempe is a great market. And, of course, you're on a plane and you're anywhere you need to go.
Sure.
But that's what he's chosen, and I'm very, very proud of him. And And he's going to entertain an awful lot of people today, as he has all weekend. And he married a beautiful girl who also fronts her own country band, Bandwagon.
Oh, nice.
And he's journeyman musician. Ethan will be a jazz player one night. He'll be an acoustic duo the next. He'll be in a top 40 band, an oldies band. He'll be in a country band. And I was saying about reading music because does studio work and you got to be just on it.
Oh, God.
And I say, man, you read music like I read the newspaper. And he goes, no, I read music more like you read the newspaper in Spanish.
Oh, my.
Kind of slow. I got to figure it out. But I can get it, you know.
And you know what? I'm the movie critic for the radio station.
I know that.
Group here, so I can't go 30 minutes without a movie reference. Another great movie that you and your kids would love to see. It's called 20 Feet from Stardom.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. Yeah.
Oh,
the backup singers.
Goodness.
Isn't that
gracious.
Great?
Isn't and that they great? Are so talented.
So good. So good.
And oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I love that. And Ethan put me onto it. And what I appreciate is the relationships between Jackson Brown and his backup singers. James Taylor's had the same trio. I saw him, of course, we all went to see James when he was here in town. And Andy McCracken, I said, that's the job I want. I want to play rhythm guitar and middle harmony to James Taylor. I could do that.
You know what? Last spring, I interviewed J.D. Souther, who
wrote
so many songs
for
the Eagles and
Ronstadt. Yeah.
And my goodness, the relationship between him and the Eagles and Ronstadt and the whole Southern California sound, which essentially came out of the Troubadour on Santa Monica Boulevard. I mean, the stories.
And he never wanted to be in the band.
I asked him that on the air.
I remember your conversation.
I said, why have you never been part of a band? He says, I speak my mind too much.
And my brother Jim is a very gifted musician, very popular in the Scottsdale area. One of his venues, Long Wong's, was just put in the Arizona Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Jimmy helped make the Mill Avenue sound. They were begging him to be in the Gin Blossoms.
Oh.
And the Gin Blossoms were the Del Fuegos before they were Gin Blossoms. And the guy goes, Jimmy, you were born to be a Del Fuego. But Jimmy said, you know, it's like Ethan, back to like, why aren't you with Stevie Nicks? He goes, I don't live in a truck or a bus.
Or a hotel room.
Or a hotel room. I have a dog. Now I got a wife. I got a home. I have friends. I make more money than the bass player in Counting Crows and Toby Keith. Toby Keith came into Ethan's gig and with his entourage, which included Channel 10. And Ethan, surprised, you know, from the stage, goes, listen, man, if you want a night off, nobody understands that more than me, and you just enjoy the night. But if you want to come up and sit in, you're welcome. Toby Keith at this groovy club in North Scottsdale, the Blue Martini, gets on stage with Ethan and Dwayne. And, of course, Ethan immediately rewrites Little Red Cup to make it about Toby walking into his gig, and it makes the Channel 10 news.
Or the Red
day.
Solo Cup?
The Red Solo Red Cup,
Solo
thank
Cup,
you.
Yeah.
And the business manager came back to see them the next week, and he said, I got to tell you guys, when Toby was getting on the plane the next day, he said, playing with those guys was the most fun I've had in 2 years.
Isn't that true?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
You know, and in talking with J.D. Souther, he said it's amazing because, you know, Don Henley has always been kind of the soul and the conscience of the Eagles. And he's kind of a melancholy guy. And when you think about some of the songs they've done, Henley said they had done so many gigs at the Troubadour where they had seen musicians better than them who just didn't have the good fortune of a record label guy in the audience that night.
Well,
and when the Eagles played their best sets, there was a record label guy from Elektra.
Well, sometimes isn't it true? Now, our little town, you know, is home to some incredible musicians.
Are we ever?
And I know I get to hear you on the radio with a lot of my friends, but you find Drew Hall and Anton Tesher anywhere in the country. Kenny James. The whole group of Don Cheek and his group,
sure.
Innes, I've said it many times, the best stage presence of any musician in Arizona.
Yeah.
He's just captivating. But and these guys could be anywhere and do anything, but they're here, and they're much better than I am. But I know the words. I had a really nice experience at the Palace playing. We called it. It was a singer-songwriters of the '70s. So I did a whole night. And speaking of great musicians, my sidekick, and he's with me 99% of the time, and he's a wonderful man, Mike McDowell. We call him the master of the Stratocaster. And he will play lead on a Fender Strat to my acoustic Martin, mm-hmm. and he's a tremendous musician, and he's very gifted. He was in the house band at the Play Big River, and he's played the jazz bands, plays a lot of worship music at church, and he's incredible, and he could be doing anything with anybody, but he hangs out with me.
Isn't it?
Because he's a great guy. Well, we were finishing up at the Palace a whole evening of Gordon Lightfoot and James Taylor and Jackson Brown, and a gentleman walks up and I'll share with you and your listeners. He says, you know, I've never seen anybody connect with an audience like you. You had everybody in your hip pocket. I said, well, thank you very much. That's what I try to do. And could you please tell the boss on your way out? And he says, I am the boss.
Oh, hello.
It's just after Dave had sold the Palace and was the new guy. So anyway, we're lucky guys to get to do what we do. It's the old joke. People at the end of the year think about taxes. And a lot of musicians were certainly the old joke as we put, you know, $5,000 worth of instruments and a $500 car and a $2,500 PA, and then we drive 75 miles to make $50.
There you go.
And two beers.
The life
of a musician. $13 in tips, you know, because it's in you.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was talking to somebody, and they're telling me about their practicing, and they're, I almost got you know, Stairway to Heaven down or something. And I remind them of what my mother told me. And I'm down and back in my little part of the room. We had the boys' room. All of us was in one big room. But I'm in the corner practicing my guitar. And she said, you know, the performing arts are meant to be performed. They're meant to be heard. The sound's got to come this way and hit the ear. Not you sitting down or standing up with your guitar and you hearing what you hear. It has to be heard by somebody else. And you have to close that circle. I went, really? And so I thought you didn't want me to be a Beatle. Mm-hmm. But that's the way it is. And so there's a lot of that going around in our town.
What an amazing story again. We're going to take a break for news and weather and come back, and hopefully we'll have a song from Brad Newman when we come back from news and weather on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Central Highlands.
Yes!
I'm going to get in trouble for saying that. AM 1130, FM 99.9 and 95.5, and KQ&A.com. Stay tuned for more with Brad Newman.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday New Year's Eve. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach & Volk.
Local law enforcement will be out and about tonight, keeping impaired drivers off the road.
The Tri-City DUI Task Force will be patrolling the Prescott area, as will the Verde Valley DUI Task Force. Also out tonight, the Chino Valley, Cottonwood, Prescott, and Prescott Valley Police Departments, as well as the Arizona Department of Public Safety and the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. Chino Valley Lieutenant Randy Chapman explains how these DUI saturation patrols are possible.
The Governor's Office of Highway Safety provides overtime funding, and we will have officers out there running the DUI saturation patrols. So if you're going to drink, don't drive. There's taxis, Uber, friends.
Chino Valley Police Sergeant Mike Parita says not getting a DUI is very simple. Another option is to do the ride thing. You must mention do the ride thing to your server and they will call you a cab with Grab a Cab. A free ride will be offered to your home only. The service is available through 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Partly sunny, warming to the mid-40s today through Thursday, up near 48 Friday, 56 Saturday. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling after the fireworks to a mostly clear 25. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a mostly sunny 51 today. The low 50s tomorrow through Friday, up to 63 Saturday, chilling after Auld Lang Syne to about 29. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road to the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Patriot Disposal is a local expanding company asking you to join our team. Patriot Disposal offers on-site training for a variety of jobs, including Class A or B CDL, heavy equipment operators, mechanic, welding, and sort line operators. Office positions available for customer service, bookkeeper, and human resources. For competitive pay and benefits, call, click, or come visit our office. Positions available at all our locations, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Cottonwood, and Rimrock. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And now to close out our final show on Q&A for 2019, Mr. Brad Newman on stage, and the stage is yours.
It's New Year's Day, just like the day before. No more skies of gray, same empty bottles on the floor. Another year gone by, and I'm thinking once again, how can I take this losing hand and somehow win? Give me one good year, get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, and grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, grab him and drag him down. I gotta get out of here, give me one good year. I'm burning oil, engines running rough. I drive from job to job, but it's never enough. I can't find the will to just up and get away. Some kind of chains holding me down, making me stay. But give me one good year, I'll get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, but grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, a good one can turn him around. Well, I gotta get out of here, give me one good year. I gotta get out of here, give us one good year.
Well. And speaking of another good year, what do you expect for YEI for 2020?
We're going to build two new family homes in Prescott Valley, and that's going to take, I don't know how many more of these I got in me, DJ. Frankly, this would be six and seven. So, I still got knees and elbows, and these guys, I'm on the job. I'm doing my best and trying to contribute, and they all look at me and go, haven't you got a river to run?
Yeah.
And there's somewhere else you got. Haven't you got a gig tonight you got to get going to?
Let me ask you a musician's question. Do you ever perform songs you have written?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Take me through, in a minute and a half, take me through the writing and melody process. How do you come up with something original?
Well, just the other day, we just closed the run of Annapurna at Prescott Center for the Arts.
Yeah.
And Miss Catherine Hahn for the second time.
That's my St. Louis homegirl.
Yes, she is. Well, she asked me to write some music for the play. And April Manchester and I opened the play every night with a little half-hour set.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. And wrote a song. Which you read the play, and it, in a way, it writes itself. Now, that's a very literate piece of work, Annapurna.
Sure.
A few years ago, we did Lie of the Mind, and she asked me to insert a song. As the script says, Sam Shepard says, music should be between scene 7 and 8 and 9 and 11, and you know, and he doesn't say what music, and there's no soundtrack. He said Americana roots music, but you read the scene before, then you read the scene after, and you try to write something that's going to review what you saw and a little precursor to what you're going to see. And Annapurna was much like that. It's, of course, it was the peak in the Himalayas. It's kind of a one real-time play where the couple reconciles, and so there's a mountain between us. You know, the images come pretty easy. Dust and Ash, I'm very proud of, and I invite your listeners to go to YouTube, quote, Dust and Ash, unquote, Brad Newman. And that's the video Brian Matursky, an Arizona event video, made of the song I wrote for the Granite Mountain 19. And that, I'm very proud of it, of the video and the song. And that one is like what Guy Clark said. Sometimes you write the song, and sometimes the song writes
it's you.
Yeah. And I was, I think it was
one of the birds, right?
Pardon me?
He was one of the birds, right?
Guy Clark's the Texas songwriter.
I know who you are.
L.A. Freeway Guy Clark. But that one, I think it was like 2 days after the tragedy at Yarnell, and I you always ask the right question. But I opened the truck door to get in and go to work, and of course we're all, that week, that month, that year, everybody just stops in the grocery store and just start crying, you know. Yeah. But that said, I opened the door, and the whole thing kind of washed over me, like it does. And I keep a notebook in the truck. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm driving around looking down, writing. No, I'm not.
Sure. No, you're not.
No texting either. But I keep it there. Wait a minute, I got an idea. Oh, here's a rhyme I could use later. But that whole piece, Dust and Ash, Dust to Dust and Ash to Ash, all came just right out. And so there you go. And I've heard it said, and I admire a lot of great songwriters, and they'll have Scrambled Eggs was yesterday, but Paul had the thing worked out, and he didn't really have the lyric he had, so he was just calling Scrambled Eggs, you know, and then, you know, the words fall to it. I've heard James Taylor say it both ways. He'll have a tune in mind. Speaking of James Taylor, by the way, hanging in my little shed where I live is a guitar autograph by James Taylor.
Oh, okay. On that, we're going to close the show. You just topped everything else you just did today. Brad Newman, YEI, thank you so much for joining us today for the entire hour. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Happy New Year for you and your family and all your great kids.
Well, thanks, man. Same to you and all your listeners, of course.
And we'll have some final thoughts coming up in just a moment. And Monday's Q&A guest. Or is it Thursday's? Yeah, Thursday's Q&A guest coming up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA.com.
December is Cat Lovers Month. Kachina Animal Hospital reminds you that keeping your cats indoors is the best way to prevent exposure to feline leukemia. Unfortunately, there is no cure for this disease, therefore prevention is key. Testing and vaccination for the virus are the most effective ways to keep your cat infection-free. To help their clients care for their cats, Kachina Animal Hospital is offering a 20% discount off a feline leukemia test and vaccine during the month of December. To schedule an appointment, call 772-8225 or online at kachinaanimalhospital.com.
Your valuables protected in a fireproof safe and money in your pocket. That's an unbeatable combination during the safe sale going on now at Norm's Lock and Safe. The lowest prices of the season on Liberty Safes now at Norm's. Liberty Safe starting as low as $5.99. It's a safe bet you'll save money during the safe sale going on now at Norm's Lock and Safe on Florentine Road in Prescott Valley. Hurry in for best selection. All safes on sale now at Norm's Lock and Safe.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
As we look back at 2019, think of all the showbiz names we lost during the year. Tim Conway, Doris Day, Gloria Vanderbilt, Peggy Lipton, Diane Carroll, Peter Fonda, Luke Perry, Valerie Harper, Katherine Hellman, Albert Finney, Rutger Hauer, Georgia Engel, Cokie Roberts, Rip Torn, Robert Forster, Carol Channing, Ken Kercheval, Peter Tork, Eddie Money, Rick Ocasek, Daryl Dragon, Ginger Baker, Dick Dale. Also, we lost, of course, Art Neville, the co-founder of the Neville Brothers. So many great names. Bart Starr, too. So think about that just a little bit, because it's the passage of time that we are talking about. And speaking of the passage of time, we're going to pass it on to Ben Shapiro. He comes up at 3 o'clock, followed at 4 by Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley. Then join me back here Thursday with my guest CPA David Snyder and Dave Irvine from the Highland Center for Natural History, Dave talks about the volunteer fair coming to the Highland Center. A happy new year to everyone. Remind yourself to do the ride thing tonight if you're out drinking and dining, and we will see you back here Thursday. Thanks for joining us on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, and I will see you on the radio come Thursday at 2 o'clock.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.